KSA News, I'm John Schaefer. This week, there's no relief at the nation's airports as everyone returns from their Christmas vacation.
Believe me, from now until the new year, every day is going to be an adventure.
Patty Mancha from the TSA says travelers should anticipate long lines as this travel season has set new records. Many holiday travelers are not accustomed to airports, and for half of them, this is the only time of year they navigate airport security. Mancha's advice for those traveling through New Year's? Arrive at the airport early. An influential advisor to Israel's prime minister is in Washington for meetings today. Ron Dermer, the Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs, is anticipated to engage in discussions about the conflict in Gaza with senior White House officials and members of Congress. This visit coincides with ongoing efforts by the U.S. to urge Israel to reduce its military activities in Gaza. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are set to head to Mexico amid a surge in migrants crossing the southern border. The Secretary of State, Secretary of Homeland Security, and the White House Homeland Security Advisor all scheduled to meet with the President of Mexico on Wednesday to explore immediate measures the two nations can implement to tackle challenges at the border. A recent study is indicating a direct association between COVID infections and heart attacks.
The likelihood of having a heart attack seems to increase after an episode of COVID, especially among older Americans.
Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez notes that this differs from the widely reported arrhythmias, current research revealing that the virus has the capability to infect the blood supply to the heart. If you're heading out for some post-Christmas bargain hunting, you won't be alone. Retailers indicate that today ranks as the second busiest shopping day of the year, surpassed only by Black Friday. According to an American Express poll, 57% of respondents plan to visit malls after Christmas to buy presents for themselves. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
In response to last week's ruling that disqualified former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot, Denver police are enhancing security measures for the Colorado Supreme Court. The Denver Police Department has announced an investigation into threats against the justices and has deployed additional patrols around their residences. Concurrently, the FBI is conducting its own investigation into the threats. Today is a huge day for returns and exchanges. Good news is Walmart and Amazon are giving you until the end of January to return a gift, less time for returning electronics. The amount of returns is expected to be 28% higher this year than last. The Better Business Bureau says make sure that you bring your ID with you when making a return in store and to keep the item in its original packaging as best you can. Could offering to return a beverage container be the key to landing that next job? One top company manager says it's been a go-to tactic for finding his best job candidates.
It's also generated some heated discussion on social media. Australian executive Trent Innes recently spoke of this candidate interview approach on The Venture podcast with Lambros Fotios. He explained that after offering a candidate a beverage during an interview, the candidates who return the empty cup are often more likely to get the job. Critics of the tactic say it's an unfair evaluation method. Innes says it helps to ensure a proper culture fit. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.